Hey everybody, Steve here again. It's been too long since we've done any podcasts, and we need to change that. And we're going to start ramping up doing more of these and doing them on a much more regular basis. So today, I would like to talk a little bit about Frank's Drum Shop here in Chicago, Illinois. And Frank's Drum Shop was originally owned by a gentleman by the name of Frank Galt. But the Frank's Drum Shop, as I know it, is the Frank's Drum Shop after Maury Lachan bought the store from Frank Galt. And Maury and his wife Jan and his sons Chuck and Marty ran that shop. And Maury was a great guy. He was a character. He was a smart businessman and a fine player as well. And he really did a wonderful job of promoting wonderful products in the Chicagoland area. I had very good memories of that shop and all the people there. One of the fellows who was at that shop was a guy by the name of Clarence Williams. Clarence used to be the guy who would do the repair work, and he did tremendous job, did great repairs, and also built some drums here and there. As a matter of fact, I've got a drum in my New York store that was built by him for someone, and it's a great playing piece. Maury was a great guy. He had a real desire to help young people. I remember a good friend of mine who talked to Maury early on in his career, my friend's career. He didn't have the money to buy an expensive cymbal. It was an expensive cymbal for my friend because he didn't have any money. And Maury just gave him the cymbal. He said, "Here, kid, pay me when you can." And that's something that has certainly gone by the wayside these days, unfortunately, I guess. But it's a sign of the times, I suppose. But Maury was very, very generous in that regard. He would look at talent, recognize talent, and do what he could to help them. And, you know, I think it's one good turn deserves another, you know, and I think it generally paid off for him with loyalty from those customers, great word of mouth, great appreciation for him as a businessman and him as a friend for drummers and players. It was a great place. They had a store that opened up. You took an elevator up, and when the elevator opened up, it opened up onto the entire floor because the entire floor was the shop. So literally, it was like the Land of Oz. When you open the elevator doors, the dreary, dull-looking elevator, you open the doors, and then there's all the drum sets stacked up, vibraphones, marimbas, percussion, you name it. It was very, very cool. Maury also did a great job with putting on sponsoring clinics. He did a tremendous number of clinics, had all sorts of great people there, including Ed Shaughnessy, Krupa. I mean, you know, you name it, all the way through the years, it was terrific. And I was there. You have to keep in mind, my exposure to Maury was during the 70s. I moved to the Chicago area right around 75, 76, and used to actually go down there and buy, I would buy snare drums in pawn shops. In those days, you could run into a pawn shop, buy a Radio King for $50, bring it back. I refurbished it. Sometimes the wraps were shot. I'd strip the drum, refinish it with tung oil, just keep it nice, and bring them in. And I said to Marty, "Hey, you know, I'm a young guy in my 20s. Hey, can I sell my drums in your shop?" He said, "Sure, kid, no problem." We put them up. I paid $50 for the drum. I got maybe $20 worth of parts and labor in it. Bring it into Maury, sell it for $100. Maury would take 10%. I got $90, and I thought I was just killing it. You know, thought I was. It was great, and I had a great time, great fun doing it, and he was terrific about that. And we sold a fair number of drums, and I really appreciate him allowing me to bring those in and put them in on consignment. He didn't have to do that, but he did, and I really, really appreciated that. He was a great guy. So he sponsored clinics, as we said. He was really great with the public. He was a good promoter of his own company and a good promoter of other people. He really got behind the artists, and that was a really wonderful thing to see, and something we also try to do and carry that on. We try to carry on with our shop. I try to carry on the things that we learned from other people, like Maury. He was an example of that. I liked the way he did business. He was very fair with everybody. He was willing to share information and knowledge, and anything that he could share with someone else, he was willing to share. And that's an important thing that needs to be there. We have to share information and pass the information on to others. That's a very important thing. So, obviously, that shop is long gone. Eventually, Maury retired, turned the shop over to Marty, who ran it for a few years, and then the shop closed. And I think it's an unfortunate thing because it was one of the truly great pro drum shops in the world, definitely in the country, and certainly in the world. You had Frank's Drum Shop, which was Maury here in the Chicagoland area. In New York, you had Frank Ippolito's Pro Percussion. And, of course, you had Pro Drum Shop in L.A., which was Bob Yeager's place. Those were really three of the preeminent drum shops, and they were great examples of what a true pro drum shop should be. So, for those of you that didn't get a chance to experience that either of those shops, any of those shops, Pro Drum Shop in Hollywood is still there, which is a good thing. Frank Ippolito's, of course, is gone. We'll talk about Frank Ippolito's in another episode. And, of course, Maury's place in Chicago is long gone, but we try to carry on that tradition a little bit with what we do. So, if you have any questions and you want to reach me, you can reach me at vintagedrums@aol.com and let me know what you think of this podcast and what other topics you'd like for us to cover. And, of course, email me with any questions. I'm always glad to respond and help out. Thanks, and stay tuned for some future episodes. Thanks.